That's Pink, Y94, and real quickly, couple opportunities to score you some Pink tickets from Y94. So, opportunity number one, we have something we just put on Y94.com during the radiothon, and really haven't had a ton of time to talk about it yet, but it's called Snow Us Your Why, like show us your why, but snow us your why. The idea is that in your snow, you would do something, anything in the snow that kind of like reps Y94. So you could like spray paint Y94 in the snow, make a Y94 snowman, really anything.
Sculpture.
A sculpture.
Yeah.
You snap a photo, you put on the website, you could win Pink tickets. Pretty simple.
Yep.
Or like, what about instead of a snow angel, you do a snow Y?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you do that.
I guess you just don't really move. You just lay there.
You could actually, I really do like that idea.
That's good. How do you make the 9, though?
Four. You just make the Y.
Okay.
We, as an E and I, are just kind of waiting for it, but there will be the person that has them a couple of beers and is like, I really got to go to the bathroom.
Yep.
And they're going to go to their backyard and they're going to send us that photo and we'll post it.
I'm welcome to.
I'm okay with that.
Looking forward to it, actually.
I went on a date with someone who peed my name in snow.
Was that attractive or unattractive?
Was that Steven?
It was not Steven. This was when I was a little bit younger, but I think he was trying to be romantic. And he said, I got to show you something, what I just did. He brought me outside and there was A-M-Y.
Were you kind of like, that's nice.
Yeah, I kind of was.
Yeah.
But at the same, like looking back now, I'm like, wow, gross.
Like, I feel like it's like a guy to guy thing. Like I would write douche in the snow or something like that. And then like bring him up like, I wrote your name in the snow. Got him.
You know, with Valentine's coming up, what a nice little nugget of information for out there. Though. That's a nice one. So that's Snow Us Your Why at Y94.com. Kind of curious to see what people come up with that. But then also next Thursday over at Cellar 624 on Main, we're going to be having our Y94 singles mingle. Now, all the time we'll do things like, you know, whether it's like a group therapy or second date update, this happens a lot. And if it doesn't work in the person's favor, we'll get like a text message that's like, oh my God, why don't you guys do like a matchmaking thing? Oh, I would love to go out with so-and-so. Oh, we should just get all the single members of the Playhouse family out and get them together. Boy, that'd be so fun. So this was us taking that to the boss and be like, we need to have some sort of event that's just for single people and like their wing person.
Mm.
And so that's what's happening next Thursday. All the details on Y94.com, but we're going to be at Cellar 624. We're going to be out there from 7 until 10, come for as much time as it takes you to make some love happen. But like every 15 minutes, we're going to be giving prizes away, including Pink tickets, Red River Valley Fair tickets. Basically, if there's a show coming in the next 6 months, actually, let me make that longer, 8 months, you probably could get tickets to it at the Singles Mingle.
3 concerts.
Yeah, all of them.
All of them.
So a future date.
Yeah, and you know, maybe you meet somebody, maybe you don't, maybe you win Pink tickets. And, I think it'll be a good time. And that first glass of wine, complimentary, courtesy of a Cellar 624, so that's kind of cool.
Me and my wife are actually breaking up so that we can go and then have a glass of wine and then reconnect.
You know, I don't hate that idea. You know, and here's the fun thing. As long as you identify yourself as taken, you can still come and try to win the tickets.
Yeah.
And you still have the glass of wine. But I do think we need to have some sort of, I don't know if we're going to do stickers or wristbands. We got to have it like identify like you're single or taken.
I guess, yeah.
Like some places will do like white would mean you're single. And then if you have like a black one, you're taken.
Oh, like a wristband or something.
Or necklace or something, yeah.
I always thought of it like the stoplight thing. Like green means go.
That's good.
Oh. Red means no. Yellow means like, I don't know.
Surprise me.
We'll see.
That rhymed really well.
Thank you. I got Dr. Seuss in my blood.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of one of those things, though, where it's like, yeah, take it, but, you know, open to possibilities. Yeah, that with yellow ones. I don't think we have to order a lot of yellow wristbands.
I don't think so.
It's bad that, like, I feel like you could give me one and I had no idea and just be walking around. You guys know what's up, but I don't.
It's just my favorite color.
I love yellow.
Really like that one. So you got in trouble. Well, let's say you are coming to the Singles Mingle because you missed your shot. You missed your chance. Well, you had that person you had your eyes on, but you don't know if you'll ever get another opportunity. If you had just one shot, just one opportunity, would you take it? Would you write on Craigslist about how much you miss them with your sweaty palms? Well, in Craigslist misconnections, unfortunately, not everybody checks these out. That's why we read them here on the show. This one's titled Kira. If you know someone named Kira, I don't think there's many, tell her an old friend is trying to get with her. I just need to know she's okay and know if she still wants me.
I know 2 people with that name, and now I'm curious. 2 women.
I don't know any. but I, like, okay? Like, she wants to know if she's okay. Like, do you actually care if she's okay?
No.
You just want to get with her.
That one.
That's what that is.
It's definitely that one.
Yep.
To the tall man shopping, Craigslist misconnection. You came into my aisle, leaned into my ear, and asked if I like to lick.
What?
Nuh-uh.
You let me know if you actually were interested, because I was.
Where were you shopping?
That's a good question.
You know what I'm going to take from this, too, is some guy this morning heard that and was like, I knew it worked. And he's going to keep doing that, like, to poor random women in grocery stores. No.
I said, where were you shopping? I don't think there was any store in the Fargo-Moorhead area that you could say you were shopping that I thought, oh, that makes sense.
I'm going to go ahead. Well, I can think of one. I can think of just one that sells things that, you know,
relate.
Okay, now. Maybe. Yeah,
that place you might
an ice cream
at.
Store, probably.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. You imagine, you're like DQ. Do you like to lick? Yes, that's why I'm here. Give me my ice cream. Hardee's. We cut eyes inside the Hardee's the other day when we were at the counter. Want to grab a beer or something? You're open to bring other people. We already have something in common. Hardee's.
Hardee's or Arby's?
Hardee's with an H.
So you guys are getting lunch? Was one a worker?
Don't know. There's a lot of mystery here. This one's titled Fun Guy, like, you know, fungus.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Trying to locate some good psychedelics. I'd go on a date with if you have some.
Wait a second. Is that an illegal transaction we're performing
right
now?
So. Like, just
publicly? Okay.
And finally, misconnection in the elevator. We got in the elevator together, and you told me all about your doggy. Send me a message of that dog so I know it's really you.
What?
So you got to take a picture of the dog and send it to the person whose phone number you don't have?
Yeah, well, so they talked all about the doggy.
Oh, you send it on Craigslist.
Email it, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah. You just want to make sure they're talking to the right person about their doggy.
But was this in an apartment that you met this person? Because you might have a better chance just hanging out by
ride
the door.
Elevator. Yeah, just ride the elevator a few times.
Well, here's the thing about people in apartments that have dogs. Every once in a while, they're going to take that dog outside. You're going to spot them again. What you do, you march your little butt out there and say, oh, hoping to bump into you again. Also, want to go out sometime.
Got an ad on Craigslist for you. I'm sure that won't creep them out at all.
Also, a chance they're more interested in the dog? I couldn't really tell.
Yeah.
There's a chance. Love doctors in a hot second. To fight my mind.
The Morning Playhouse on Y94.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.